Hey, Rex.
All right, everybody got me?
Yeah. Good.
Let's start it off on a serious note. Tell us about your role as a Patriots fan in the Sandler movie.
Well, it is a very serious note. It's, you know, it was, when you looked at it, initially I went in there, I only had one line, but I dominated so much that they gave me several lines. As far as you guys know, that's what happened. No, there's no telling how many lines, are, you know, what they're going to show or anything like that, but it was a lot of fun. They did have a billboard up there, you know, in the Boston area, and I thought that could be trouble. So hopefully they took it down really shortly thereafter, but it was, you know, it really was a lot of fun.
Was it tough to play against type as a Pats fan?
It was a stretch. There's no doubt it was a stretch, but it was good, you know, and they had me. I was a Red Sox, you know, they had Red Sox stuff in there. They had, you know, Patriot stuff all over the place. I even had some Bruin stuff in there. And quite honestly, I'm not a big fan of any of those teams. But it was good, though.
Did you study up? I mean, did you consult? Did you make any phone calls to find out, you know, to get into that character?
Well, yeah, I did, you know, extensive, you know, research on it, and all that. It's, I will say this, I study my lines now, because, you know, I was just assuming that when you go in, you know, you do your lines, and you're out of there in, like, 30 minutes. Poof, that was wrong, you know. They take, you know, take after take after take, and you know, I was sent back, and I had rehearsed my lines, and then when Adam Sandler would improvise, I'd be like waiting. I'm like, you know, aren't you supposed to say this? You know, but it was a lot of fun. But I actually, you know, I did prepare now, especially like the day before. I was studying those lines. I never wanted to mess up.
Did you do it in a Boston accent? Those lines.
No. No chance. No chance of that. That'd be the worst. I did not overact, I don't think. That's the worst thing you can do.
Did you draw your acting inspiration by watching Belichick and Rescue Me?
You know, there was you know, a lot of different guys that I looked at, you know, with the you know, maybe Jim Brown, you know, in the Dirty Dozen or something. I thought he was tremendous, you know.
Do you still have the bobblehead?
No, for some reason, I think that thing dropped off, you know, the thing got knocked over somehow, and it broke into several pieces. No, I'm just kidding.
Rex, football-related question here for you. Looking at the Patriots this week and the struggles they've had offensively, I mean, even going back to the game that they played against you guys, that seems, what can you put your finger on why they've struggled, and yet here they are, you know, leading the league and, you know, amongst the league leaders in offense?
Well, I think it's funny because it's, you know, like we're saying that New England's struggling. I think they had 450 yards against us, 450 against, you know, the Giants or something like that. You know, it's not like this team is struggling. It's just that, you know, they have turned the ball over a little, you know, a little bit. I think, you know, in the Pittsburgh game, Pittsburgh had controlled the clock so much that it was hard to get, you know, on rhythm, obviously, because they weren't out there. But that's, you know, this is one of the premier offenses in the league. And, you know, I don't know how good Green Bay is. I haven't played them this year. But obviously, you know, New England's about as good as it gets face.
Yeah, they may not have been, I mean, they may not have been struggling accumulating yards. But my question, more to the point, is their struggle in scoring points those three games.
Yeah, well, then I hope that trend continues.
Rex, when you see the fact that you mentioned the turnovers, and you see that on film, do you tell your defense, as aggressive as they are, this is a chance for us to be even more aggressive and try to force them to make plays and then force the turnovers that way?
Well, you're always trying to force turnovers. You know, you study tape, you study how guys carry the football, you know, but they do a tremendous job, you know, of taking care of the football. I know they've had, you know, Brady's thrown some interceptions this year, unlike last year when I think he broke an all-time record on pass attempts without an interception. So, I mean, they know how to protect the football. They study it like crazy, but so do we. I mean, if, you know, if we think there's vulnerability in a player, then we'll go at it. But when you look at, you know, Wes Welker's caught 100 balls, I think, already, You know, he's the hardest guy to get a fumble from. The running back does a nice job protecting the football. I think he might lead the league in most attempts without a fumble. You know, so they do a tremendous job protecting the ball. It's just, you know, sometimes interceptions happen. It could be a tip ball. It could be anything. And, you know, if hopefully we're fortunate enough to get a couple.
Rex, what's changed for your team since the last time you played New England? I remember writing the last time you had blown up at your team the week lead up to the game. Things weren't going well. What's changed?
I just think we got back to playing, you know, our style of football. And, you know, we've been a team that plays good defense, good solid defense, solid special teams, and then the ability to run the football. I think that was, you know, that's who we've been and that's who we are. And I think, you know, we've got back to those roots a little bit.
How significant was it to you, Rex, to last weekend on the road against a quarterback who's been red hot this year to do what your defense did? How big of a factor is that for you guys coming into this week?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, obviously I think Buffalo's, you know, a good football team. There's no doubt about it. But we had a lot of confidence going into the game. Our defense is a little different than other people's defense, but we feel good about it. We're multiple in what we do defensively, and sometimes we had the personnel we can give you some problems, and you know that's how we approach the game, and we executed our plan pretty good.
Rex, when you look at the way you beat the Patriots here in that playoff game a year ago. Do you think that set the blueprint on how to beat these guys? It seems like Pittsburgh, in a sense, did the same thing in terms of defensively. I'm speaking, you know, bringing up their corners, playing man coverage, and then bringing a lot of pressure on Brady to disrupt his rhythm.
Well, with Brady, you can't run traditional coverages. You can't, you've got to get to him. You've got to, get hits on Brady. You can't just let him sit back there or he'll just absolutely carve you up. So that's obviously a priority for any team that's going up against, the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. So, that's no great shock, but you definitely, want to make them uncomfortable back there. And if it's a 7-on-7 or it turns into, just what we call pass skelly, then you got no chance to beat them.
Mm-hmm. Rex, the roles have changed a little bit for this game. You're going in as the favorites, which hasn't happened very often against the Patriots. Does that change how you approach the game, and do you agree with that assessment?
I mean, it's not gonna change how we approach the game. I mean, we're trying to win. I don't care if we're, favored or underdogs by 50 points. It makes no difference. We're trying to find a way to win the game, and that's who we are. I really don't care, I'm not betting on the game, so I really don't care what the spread is.
How do you think Mark's done this year? Rex, in his development, has he become a better game manager as the season's gone on? Is that a reason why you guys have kind of turned it around?
Yeah, he's made a couple mistakes, but a lot of people make mistakes. I like the way he bounces back. We had a great drive, like the second longest drive in the NFL this year, and then we turned the ball over in the end zone. So, you got to give Buffalo credit. Kid made a nice play. Wilson did. But still, we really got to do a great job protecting the football, especially going against New England. You can't turn the ball over and expect to beat New England. But you still you still have to be aggressive. And I think there's a fine line. But the number one thing is you have to protect the football.
Rex, when you were looking at the tape to start breaking down this Patriots team, I'm sure you started the game plan a little bit for Albert Haynesworth. Were you surprised at all to see that they released him yesterday?
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you, our concern wasn't Albert Haynesworth. So, whether you believe it or not, they got a lot of big guys. Vince Wilfork is the bell cow in that front. And then I tell you, Andre Carter is a pickup they had. I think he's playing well. Getting Mayo back, he never played in our first game. He's a tremendous player. But Haynesworth wasn't, specifically it wasn't like we had to know where he was at. You know, he's just a big guy. But they got a lot of good ones. You know, Vince Wilfork's the guy. I think the Kyle Love kid's underrated, and then they get the big kid from Boston College back. So, you know, I guess, you know, Haynesworth, I'm sure, is a, you know, I mean, he does have, you know, some good ability and things like that, but he wasn't a guy that we were absolutely concerned with.
Why do you think their defense has been so much more successful in a man type of scheme than a zone scheme?
With their defense? With the Pats defense, I mean, they play a lot of zone coverage. You know, that's what I've been seeing on tape. So,
but they have,
I don't know.
They have added a few more man elements to it. I think they did that a lot more against the Giants.
Well, again, you know, I think they're just, you know, I think their defense is playing better. I think they're playing better on the run, and you know, that one drive obviously was. You know, was a huge drive at the end of the game for the Giants, but I thought their defense was playing pretty good, whether it's man or zone.
Rex, can you give us your impressions on Gronkowski and how he's emerged, it seems, in these last few games as kind of a go-to guy, almost overshadowing Wes Welker, it seems?
Yeah, I don't know about overshadowing Welker. The guy's, you know, he's phenomenal, and you know, he's, you know, he's breaking all kind of records. You know, he stays on this pace, he will break, I mean, almost every record. And but certainly Gronkowski is a guy that he's got a great deal, you know, Brady's got a great deal of confidence in. You know, and he's been, you know, fantastic. He uses his big body. You know, he doesn't have to run by you. He just uses that body, and he's open. He's a big target. I also think he's a good blocker. I mean, he's a complete tight end. We're talking about Dan, right? Not Rob. Just kidding.
Yeah, Dan's not even here anymore.
I know. I never realized that. I just threw his name out there.
You can pick him up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We will. We're gonna pick his brain.
Rex, do you guys feel like you threw the ball enough in Week 5? And is that something you plan on doing more this week against the Patriots secondary?
Well, I think the big thing is we'd like to, you know, not have 7 3-and-outs. I think would probably help us a little bit. We did in that game had 7 3-and-outs, so obviously we're not going to beat anybody if you do that. So I think, you know, if we're able to move the football consistently, we'll be able to run it more and throw it more. So, you know, that certainly will be our plan.
Coach, last year Brady had 4 picks all of last year. He has 10 right now. Does that surprise you? And what do you see that perhaps is contributing to that?
Well, it does surprise me because I thought he had 5 picks last year. But either way, things like that happen. You know, sometimes maybe it's a tip ball. Sometimes it's, you know, you think you have a read and you try to stick it in there and somebody makes a great play. But, you know, certainly those things happen. But the streak that he had last year, I don't think it can be duplicated. You know, I mean, he was breaking records all over the place. So, you know, we'll see. But he's, you know, I think you can do a lot worse than having Tom Brady as your quarterback. I mean, he's clearly the best quarterback in the league now that that Peyton's not playing.
Rex, Wes Welker has had some incredible games, but, I mean, he has been taken out of the offense a little bit. Last week, before Anchell Raleigh came out of the game, he was giving Welker fits. So he does seem to have some vulnerability, right?
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe we need to trade for Anchell Roll, but you know, Welker, I think, is, you know, he can beat anybody in this league. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in the game. Now, you know, I'll take my corner on him, Revis, but I think he's clearly the best in the league. But I think Welker, if he's not the best receiver in the league, he's certainly, you know, mentioned in the top 2 or 3 guys.
What is Darrell doing this year?
This is the last question. What's Darrell doing?
Yeah, how has he been
preparing like he always does and getting ready to go? The thing about this game, you know, both teams are going to be ready. There's no doubt. And it's a big game, and we're not saying any different. We know it's a big game, and we also know that both teams will be ready.
Thanks, Rex.
All right, thank you very much. All right.